We started treating patients with prostate brachytherapy in 1990, and now we have 15 or 16 years of data. We've put a lot of effort into trying to track down as many patients that we've treated over time to see how they've done. So I think it's more of a maturation of the data set that's really what's been new and really showing that the outcomes that we observed earlier on have held up with time. And that's been very rewarding. What we've seen is that a lot of the early and late radiation side effects we've seen manifesting and usually within the first 5 years of therapy. And with longer follow-up, we haven't really seen any new or any startling kind of new types of late side effects, which is good, which means that patients in the long term are doing very well with brachytherapy as a treatment for prostate cancer. So those are some of the things we've been looking at and how patients do, how is their urinary function, incontinence rates, preservation of potency. And we found that that's holding up with time in terms of what you get after about 5 years. It's kind of stayed with the patients. They haven't had any new side effects developing with longer follow-up. And the same can be said with the cancer control rate. We found that a lot of the patients that have failed treatment in terms of having a biochemical recurrence do so within the first 5 years. And there are very few new or late recurrences of the cancer with longer follow-up. Our results show around the 90 to 95% biochemical control rate out to about 10 years. In terms of preservation of sexual function, that's also been maintained, and it's kind of supported our earlier publications on potency preservation, where we're seeing that overall about 60% of patients that come into brachytherapy potent maintain some form of potency. But what's interesting, what we're beginning to notice with longer follow-up and a treatment of younger patients, is that younger patients particularly are doing extremely well, and their preservation of potency is more in the range of about 90%. So that's kind of some of the newer findings that we're seeing. We don't have a data set to kind of compare in terms of our radical or external beam, so it's hard to compare really, as I said earlier, unless you're doing a trial, but at least these outcomes compared to the best centers seem to compare nicely.